But right now, time to have a chat with Zorba, who I think is going to start with a Greek lesson today. Morning, Zorb.
Kalimera. Timiodemos ete done forente. That's a Latin phrase.
Yes.
Written by Virgil between 29 and 19 BC.
And it's
paraphrased in English as the proverb, beware of Greeks bearing gifts. And that's the first thought that came to my mind when Peter Vlandis promised the world this week to rugby league. He's going to fix the refereeing crisis.
Yes.
Fix suburban ground, starting with Brookie. Guarantee future for every existing club. Guarantees no team will be relocated. Strengthen and grow grassroots. Save bush footy. Wow. The Greek Messiah is here.
All right. Where's he start?
Well, he says he's going to start with the referees, but that's a pretty big hurdle.
Yeah.
He's got to back it up now, and we're going to tick off the boxes, and journalists like that little red-headed freckled thing sitting next to you will keep him up to the mark. There's no doubt about that, because that's what they do. That's what they do. I mean, we've read and heard in recent times about how Jake and Tom Trbojevic were going to go to Belmore. They were going to make this massive offer. The boys disregarded that and said they weren't going there, but the kites were still flying. Well, as Bulldog wrote this week, they're staying right where they were, right where we all knew they were going to stay. And now the kites go up about Latrell Mitchell. Will he cop $800,000 to play with the mighty premiers, the Roosters, or go to the basket case that is the Bulldogs for 1.1, 1.2? I think if he's well advised, he'll stay put.
Hey, Zorb, what does it mean to Manly, the Trbojevic brothers staying? And with Cherry on $1 million, you've got three players on $3 million. Mm. How will Dez manage his salary cap moving forward when you've got three big players on big coin?
Pretty simple. It's the Melbourne method. You pay your top players what their marketplace value is because you don't have a side without them. And the rest of them, they know that they're going to play with a top side and they have to cop what's left. And the rest of the pie is split up, and that's the way Dez is going to do it. I think it'll work. They've got a top side now. They don't need to bring in too many players. Maybe a hooker will be brought in, but I can't see anyone else, and they'll fit it in under the cap. Dez is happy about that. I think he's done a very good job negotiating this. I know you've been following it closely. The fans must wonder, though, and if I'm employing people to give the right mail out, I would be checking off how many of the stories are right from certain people that fly these kites. I mean, it's ridiculous. Now we're finding out that Brodie Croft may stay in Melbourne after he's had meetings with Seibold, he's had private coffees that we've honed in on, and all of the drama, and he may stay put.
Who are you going at here? Oh, by the way, can I throw two words at you for Tom and Jake?
Yep.
Back-ended.
No.
Is Dez up to his old tricks again?
No, they won't let him do that.
Right. Well, that's wise.
Yeah, it is wise.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'm just wondering, and I asked you last week, so Dylan Walker and Adam Fanua-Blake and Marty Tapau, and just wonder what they're going to do.
Well, Dylan's taken under what he got.
Right.
And because he wants to stay there. Adam signed some time ago, and Marty signed some time ago, even though some reports have them not contracted when they've all agreed and signed.
Okay. Okay. What do you make of the massive upset? Arguably, I think they went back to 1978. You probably covered that game. 11-10, France over the Kangaroos. That was the last time a team outside of New Zealand, England, Great Britain beat the Kangaroos.
Yeah, I was absolutely disgusted with the performance by Australia. I thought they were poorly prepared. I think they played like they wanted to get the full time so they could go and have a holiday. And this is what you get when you get international matches played at the end of a long domestic season. Full marks to Tonga. I thought they came ready to play, and Australia didn't. They didn't have any tactics in the game. There was no pattern of play. I thought poor games from Clemmer, Munster, Cherry Evans, Latrell Mitchell. They were awful. Australia had no pattern of play. Cherry Evans running wide, turning inside to Tyson Frizzell, time and time again. Yeah. They lapped it up. The Tongans, they loved it. It was interesting that the best players for Tonga included Ben Murdoch Masella, who has really improved since he's gone to Warrington.
Yeah, good player.
And he played outstandingly well. But two casts off, really, in Connie Hurrell, who'd been to the Warriors and the Titans and is now with the Leeds Rhinos. Lola Hia, who was sacked by the West Tigers, went overseas, got sacked by the Leeds Rhinos,
yep.
Went and joined Salford and teamed up with Hastings there. And they were the stars of the win yesterday. I thought they were outstanding, along with Will Hopewadi, who just continues to be one of the most consistently good players at every level of the game.
Yep.
It doesn't say a lot about Mal Meninga. He doesn't have a lot to do in a season. But Australia played like strangers. There was no passion for the jersey. They just wanted full time to come.
I
don't know whether it's too easy for Mal these days, but that side was not prepared well. And I don't know what his excuses could be, but that was a poor game. I see where a couple of our great internationals in Fittler and Andrew Johns have said they disrespected the jersey, which is a pretty big claim to make, and they're entitled to make it. They've worn it with great passion and pride.
Now, Jimmy, I must tell you, Zorba and I had a bit of a jostle during the week.
What, physical?
No, because he would have sat on me. But I claimed Sam Burgess was right up there with the finest Englishman to come to Australia, and Zorba went back to Malcolm Reilly. And I've got no beef with that.
He always does.
But I said, Zorba, it's time for you to stop living in the past and concede that the modern-day players can be rated among the finest. Why won't you concede that, Zorba?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because I played with and watched the great Malcolm Reilly, something that you couldn't have done because of your age. And I can't find, I consider it wrong that people that didn't see people play then come to the conclusion that suddenly the players of today are better. I maintain that Malcolm Reilly is the best forward to come from England to play in the Australian competition.
Where do you rate Sam then, Zorb? You've seen them all.
Yeah, I think he's right up there. He's probably in the top three. But when it comes to, and it's interesting, I was in the Gold Coast this week at a very private and outstanding dinner in which Bob Fulton, his wife, my wife, and myself took Ken Arthurson and his wife Barbara out. We wanted to just pay him a tribute for his 90th birthday. And we got to talking about Malcolm Reilly. And Ken Arthurson was the man that brought Malcolm Reilly to Australia. And I asked him the question, Sam Burgess or Malcolm Reilly? He said straight away, he said, Malcolm's the best forward I've seen. Bob Fulton, who's coached Australia and is an immortal, said the same thing. Great player, Sam Burgess, but Malcolm Reilly was the gun.
You understand there's a bias associated with you and Arco and Bozo talking about Mal Reilly, though, right?
Not really. I mean, we've all had an intimate knowledge of the man.
Right.
I mean, when you talk about toughness, there's none tougher than Malcolm Reilly.
I understand that. I understand. Hang on, you've got to admire the toughness of Sam Burgess too. He can't do anything.
But he wouldn't have stood over Malcolm. I'll tell you that.
All right.
He wouldn't have stood over Malcolm. And when it comes to skill, I haven't seen Sam Burgess chip and chase. I haven't seen Sam Burgess.
He's not allowed to.
Pardon?
He's not allowed to.
Well, what do you mean he's not allowed to?
What would the coach do if Sam Burgess jumped out and did a chip and chase?
Well, if he could do it well, he would let him do it.
Oh, when was the last time you saw anyone chip and chase?
Malcolm Reilly.
Zorba, who's your Melbourne Cup tip?
You know what? For the first time in my life, I can't get wrapped in it. Oh. All of the international horses, I think the takings will be down. I'll be interested to get Ray Thomas to look at it next week. But, I mean, there's that many overseas visitors that we've got no line on their form. I thought And talking of Peter Vlantis, I thought that was a brilliant promotion again yesterday at Rose Hill, the Golden Eagle.
Yes.
Taking on the greatest day in Australian racing history. For years and years and years, it's always been Derby Day.
Yes.
It's been the day where people have flocked to Flemington.
Yep.
Well, you know, he's taken them on there, and I hope he does the same thing in rugby league.
I
like Constantinople, only because it's a horse that I've followed a bit, but no, I'm struggling.
I thought you were going to say...
I'll be working tomorrow on it, though.
Okay, I thought you were going to say because it's near Greece, but anyway.
Well, it is.
Yeah, that's right. Good on you, Zorb. Enjoy that, and good luck with Constantinople or whichever other horse you find tomorrow in your homework.
Kalimera.
There he is, Zorba. His thoughts on the game of rugby league.